Okay, yeah, so in previous episodes, we've talked about the influence of music and influence of movies and things like that and how it actually affects us. And remind me again, what are some bad things that we see on these things?
Violence.
Violence, okay, what else?
Spiritualism. Satanism.
Mature content.
Okay, yeah, Satanism, mature content.
Profanity,
and it what goes into our minds usually stays in there forever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't believe that it actually does stay inside your mind. Let me give you an example. This is kind of going to be the boring part, quote unquote boring part, but then we're going to go over a little bit of history.
Okay.
And as we're going over history, I'm just going to say, Hiju.
Yes.
And then you completely ignored me, but then when I called your name out, you responded. Reason why is because have you ever been having a dialogue, or you've been listening to somebody, you're talking to somebody like this, and there's another conversation that's taking place right over there, but you're not listening to anybody over there. But then as you're talking over here, all of a sudden your name pops up. And all of a sudden, even though you're listening over here, your ears automatically go, huh? You know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The reason why is because your subconscious has been listening to that conversation the whole time.
Oh.
But then it only got in contact with your conscious mind at the moment that you heard something familiar.
Mm.
Same thing with visuals. You are seeing things and registering in your mind everything that you see, and it's recording inside of your mind.
That doesn't make sense, though. It doesn't sound like it.
Oh, actually, we only use 2% of brain anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't know the veracity of this, but then I hear that in order to operate a computer as fast and as efficient and as great as our brain, you would have to have a supercomputer that must be cooled by Niagara Falls, and it has to be powered by lots of power, and modern day technology cannot compete with the power of the human mind.
Mm.
And so you're registering all of these things all in your mind. Think of how many senses do we have?
Five.
Some people six, right?
Yeah. Women.
Yeah. What are these senses?
Sight.
Smell, hearing,
taste, feeling.
Okay, so there are five primitive senses that each one of us have. But think about this. I don't know about you, but I remember when I first came into the United States, I went into public school and I went to kindergarten. No, not kindergarten. I went into first grade. And as soon as I stepped inside of first grade and went into my classroom, there was this certain smell that my classroom smelled like.
Crayons?
I can't describe what it is. It just, my classroom smelled like this.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, now I go anywhere, any place, whenever I smell that smell, all the memories of first grade come right back in my mind.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever experienced that. You smell like some kind of food or something inside
of it. Especially coffee, I think.
Yeah, coffee. It may be coffee, and maybe, I don't know, you're at a restaurant and you smell this aroma, you're with friends, and then later on, you go to Italy. And 20 years later, you're in Italy, and all of a sudden, you smell that same flavor. You haven't smelled that in a while, but then as soon as that memory triggers, it triggers all of that experience that you had 20 years ago, stored all in your mind, through your senses. And so what's actually happening is that your brain is actually registering everything that's going in through your senses.
Well, it's like a mass storage.
Exactly.
What is it called?
Hard drive.
Oh, yeah, hard drive.
It's a very, very powerful hard drive that holds lots of information, and that things from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 70 years ago are still stored in your mind. But long time ago, when the Nazi Germany was about to trying to take over the world, the theory that or the motto or the mindset that Nazi Germany's had was of controlling the way that people see the world. In other words, change the worldview of the people. And you know, they did that successfully inside of Germany, and they were trying to do that for all parts of the world. And they actually sponsored lots of studies into doing this. They hired scientists to study into mind programming. And United States decided that they needed to pick up on this and study on this technology, because so that number one, they can use it, and number two, they can protect themselves from it. So they actually brought these German scientists over to the United States, and they began studies, secret studies. The code name was MKUltra. You could type it up in Google, MKUltra. Probably first thing pops up, so we'll be in
this
Wikipedia.
This is a legit thing?
It's a real thing, a legit thing that actually did exist. And MKUltra was the code name for the project where they studied on how human minds worked and how they can program it. I've read accounts of some of the experiments that they did. They would induce them with heavy drugs for long periods of time.
A person?
A person will come into a clinic or an institute and say, I am having headache, or I'm having migraine, or they'll have some minor issues, and they'll say, okay, come over here, we're gonna try to fix this for you. And I think, if I remember correctly, there was one person who has schizophrenia, and they tried to program the mind so that he would forget certain things and remember certain things. But what ended up happening is that as they induced him with heavy drugs, and that they were in this dreamlike state, they would repeat to them over a speaker in their ears over and over, looping back certain phrases over and over, and eventually they forgot certain things. Some people forgot how to speak, some people forgot who their parents were.
Wow.
Some people even thought that the people who were ministering these tests were actually their parents.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, and they some people had amnesia.
This has to be illegal, right?
It was a covert operation. It was totally secret. It's been declassified after that the people caught onto it, and they decided that they need to investigate into it. But there are actually other CIA agents who, I suppose they came out, who actually said, no, they didn't actually stop studying this. They continued studying this this technology. But then what we see now is that a lot of the techniques that they have used, such as hypnosis and suggestions, are available to us today in modern day. One of such is NLP. Have you ever heard of NLP before?
Nope.
Neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro means brain. Linguistic means
language.
Programming. So it's brain programming through the language. And so by suggesting certain things, you can actually program somebody to do things that you formerly would not have done. And we actually do this all the time. In a certain level, let's say that you know, when you're kids, when you're like 10, 11, 12 years old, there are certain things that you want at a store, right? And you know that your parents don't want you to have it. And so what do you do? Mom, Dad, wouldn't it be really nice if yada, yada, yada? You go at it at a roundabout way. You know what I'm talking about, right? You
beat around the bushes.
Yes, exactly. You try to get the other person to do something that they normally would not have, by getting them to suggest, by suggesting certain things. Okay, so that is NLP. And I demonstrated or illustrated something else a while ago. While we hear certain things, we're hearing everything that comes into our senses all the time, and we're registering it in our subconscious mind, but we're not actually performing these things, and we're not, the conscious isn't aware of it. Well, not too long ago, around 60s and 70s, they did an experiment where if you know anything about movies and the way that movies are made, it's called motion picture, because it's lots of freeze frame pictures that are going very fast so that it looks like it's actually moving. So there are tiny little frames or split seconds of frames that are frames of images that are passing before you all the time. That's how movies work. Well, there were people who went to movie theaters, and they did this test where they advertised certain products, and for one product, let's say Coca-Cola and popcorn, they said, we're going to flash up on the screen, drink Coca-Cola, eat popcorn. And they flashed it on the screen, and nobody saw it. Your conscious did not even recognize it, because you're so absorbed into the movie that you don't even recognize it. As a matter of fact, when people are actually viewing television, your mind goes into a kind of a sleep-like state. And so your mind is kind of dormant. And in that state, almost anything that you suggest to them, it registers. Have you ever tried to talk to a man or a woman who's actually really into TV, and they're just staring at the TV, and then you try to talk to them and call their attention? A lot of times, it's like they're hypnotized.
Yeah.
It's because your mind is in a dreamlike state. And so the common person is just watching the screen, and all of a sudden, drink Coca-Cola comes up on the screen. And it just split second. Normal people wouldn't have seen it. But then your subconscious registered it in your own mind. And guess what happened when they dismissed the movie and allowed them to go to the concession stand? Guess what everybody were doing? They were thirsty. They're saying, I need something to drink. What am I going to drink? They probably had options of Sprite. They could have had Pepsi. They could have Sunkist. And of course, they had Coca-Cola. Guess what all of them wanted?
Coca-Cola.
Wow. Coca-Cola. Why? Because the suggestion that was imprinted in the movie actually went into their subconscious mind, so that it actually modified their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I guess like advertising companies pay like millions of dollars.
Exactly, because advertising people have studied into how the human mind works to make people. Have you ever bought something, or have you ever seen an infomercial of, let's say, an exercise machine or something in the kitchen that you never thought that you would have needed until you watched that thing? And they somehow convince you that you need this thing, and then you oh, this is the coolest thing, and then you see that little logo that says, as seen on TV, and you go to the mall and you see that logo, oh, I remember seeing this on TV, this is the coolest little thing, and you buy it. And it's the greatest thing that you have ever bought for the first 2 days or so. And after a while, you're not even interested in it. It just goes into your closet.
Yeah.
And then years later, as you're cleaning your closet, you finally run into, that's right, I remember I bought this thing thinking that I would actually need it. Turns out you never really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising agencies are excellent experts at being able to get people to buy things or do things that people normally would not have done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of doing things, some other scientists, I believe it was in Scientific American magazine, wrote an article on an experiment that somebody did, a scientist did, where they took some subjects and they put a very fast moving clock in front of them, and the clock is flashing very fast. And they were said, you can press this button anytime that you feel like you have the impulse to push this button.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, push the button anytime you feel like you need to press the button. And they said, but when you press it, remember what the clock said. Okay, so that's what they did. And they tied up their nerves, so that they could register when the electrical signal went into the people to actually use their motor skills to press a button. And what they have realized is that the mind tells the hands to move at about 1/3 of a second before it actually decides to take an action.
Mm-hmm.
So what they actually realized from that is that your mind actually, despite what it may seem like, it's not your conscious mind that's making the decision. A lot of times it's your subconscious mind that's actually making the decisions. And a conscious mind is kind of what is experiencing the reality. Now, why is this significant? Because as long as people are able to talk to the subconscious mind, they can control people. Now, how does that tie in for us? Now that we've had a lot of history and background information on it, I want to give a little bit of illustration. Can you display the first picture, picture number one on here?
Picture number one?
Right over here. Tell me, what do you see here?
A horse.
What? A horse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything else?
A horse.
I see.
Try turning your head towards your left.
I was thinking that too, but I still cannot see it.
I try to look
for a frog. Do you see a frog?
Oh, wait a sec. I see a leg somewhere.
Oh, I see the frog. I see a frog.
Do you see the frog?
Yeah.
Okay, see. Now, if you had seen this picture from the very beginning, sideways, then you probably would have seen the frog from the very beginning and would not have seen the horse. What this is, let's see example number two. Okay, what do you see? What's the first thing that you see?
Woman.
Huh? What?
Okay, you saw a woman.
Yeah, first.
Kiju, what did you see?
I saw a flower and butterfly.
You saw flowers and butterfly.
Uh-huh. What do you see the woman?
I see the woman.
Are you talking about the woman's face?
Yes, the woman's face. The lips and the eyes and the nose.
I don't know.
All you think about is women, that's why. Just kidding.
Okay, let's see another example.
Oh, wow.
What's the first thing you see?
I saw grandma and grandpa.
Okay, do you see anything else?
Oh, I see our hombres. Galitos. Okay.
Yeah, there's a man. Both of them are wearing hat. And they're sitting down on the floor. And there seems to be a woman in the background that makes up the grandpa's ear. Okay.
Interesting.
It's really weird to go back and forth from the picture to picture, like.
Yeah, but once you actually see it, you can't not see it. Okay, what do you see here?
A horse.
You see a horse?
I saw a grandpa.
And the man.
Okay,
the man.
Now you see the man.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see the man lying down.
What? Seems like a man who is on
grandpa.
A horse that is looking
horse.
At a woman that is.
A woman, okay.
That is by the river. Lying
down. Oh, wow.
But then if you look at it from far away, you actually see a man.
Yeah, yeah. Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is from grandpa, if you go into the picture of the man, like it's hard to go back to where you were seeing.
Because your mind is already stuck on that. And you are conditioned to see what you're actually supposed to see. So there are certain things that we actually are supposed to see and certain things that we are not supposed to see, but guess what? Your subconscious mind sees it all. It registers that picture inside of your mind, and it is forever inside of your mind. And so if they suggest certain things through the image, a lot of times that can have certain suggestions in your mind that eventually will turn into certain actions. That is why advertising agency is so big. I remember I went to CNN not too long ago and checked out their studio. And I remember asking them one question. I asked a question, how is it that people make these programs exactly a certain time? And he actually said, well, it all depends upon how much advertisement is allowed for that year. If they allow 30 seconds or 40 seconds or 5 minutes or 10 minutes worth of advertising for this program, then they have to match the content for that. And so in other words, number one in priority to them is advertisement. Secondary is the main content.
Wow.
So advertisement is number one for them because they recognize that through advertisement, people are actually making conscious decisions.
Yeah, I remember at when I used to go to high school, like the teacher showed how advertisement, like, you know, works with your mind. One of the
advertised was like, it's a beer company. Mm-hmm. Beer company, and then it had a bikini woman at a beach, and then was drinking that beer. Mm-hmm. And then what my teacher was saying, see, like, it's getting to young people, it's in young people's mind, how if you drink that beer, you're gonna have a woman just like that.
Absolutely.
And then in that, you know, peaceful moment, that, you know, that's why people like see that and then choose that drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
that's
I heard.
Right. And you don't see them actually showing the after effects of them
getting drunk.
Getting drunk and making silly phone calls and getting sick the next day afterwards and throwing
up. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, you don't see that. But imagine all of the things that you have seen in your life in the first 15, 20, 30, 40 years, everything that your senses have experienced are all being registered in your subconscious mind. And what goes inside of your mind, it's not like a computer where you can press a delete button. It stays in there. Mm-hmm. It stays in there. There are some certain things that I wish that I would never have put inside of my mind, but then they always come up.
Yeah,
and I wish that it never had been in there. Mm-hmm. So junk goes in, junk can only come out. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to guard our senses so that we can be aware of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give one more history lesson. There's one expert who's there are actually many experts who've written on this, but there's a man by the name of William Key who seems to be a very, very well-respected expert on this, and he wrote a book called The Age of Manipulation. He tells a history of how media has been influencing us subconsciously through subliminal messages. He says this, early Greek sophists were professional teachers of rhetoric, then considered, in words of Aristotle, to be the available means of persuasion. Sophists were attacked by Plato and Aristotle for not seeking objective truths. Sophists sought to understand the structure of human society's relationship between worlds and things, between observers and their observations, and between reality and perceptions of reality. Long time ago, in time of Pythagoras, there were actually groups of people who called themselves sophists. That's where we get the word sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
It actually means to confuse somebody through rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same root word where we get sophistry. Sophistry. It actually means to get somebody to do things that they formerly would not have done. Now, I want to show a few other examples of how we can actually be influenced by the media, and let's say through auditory. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you play for us clip number one? Okay, stop. This is a song called Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. It's an old band. It's a very well-known song. But I want you to listen to it going backwards. Okay? So it seems to suggest that there are actually messages encoded inside of these songs and inside of these music.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even seeing it. You're not even watching it. You're listening to it, and these messages may be going inside of your ears.
Wait, are those really true? I don't know. Like, that kind of seems like, you know, just like man-made or just created by someone.
Well, whether it is true or not, whether backward masking actually does give us certain suggestions or not. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert on it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit more skeptical, and mm-hmm. so I actually would say that it is not for me to make a decision on. Mm. But being that I'm not an expert, I would actually suggest that it's something that probably you may want to stay away from if it has a hint of giving satanic
messages.
Yeah, satanic messages or suggestions. So this is auditory, but what about visual? There are other visuals that people use when they try to sell things. Take, for example, there's one certain thing that people use when people try to sell something. What is it? Always associated with the product.
Money?
Not money.
Woman?
Woman, more specifically, there's this term. People say sex sells. Mm. It's sex. Why? Mm. Because when we think of sex, inside of our mind is automatically associated with pleasure. Mm-hmm. And so when you associate in your mind pleasure with the word sex, and associate that, as long as you can get that pleasure trigger to be triggered, associated with your product, it makes you feel pleased whenever you see that product. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why people will try to put in certain things inside of their inside of their advertisement, and sometimes it has absolutely nothing to do with sex. It could be the most innocent thing. Can you show us? Yes, that one. Okay. This is not an example of sex, but you see, this is a Levi advertisement.
Okay.
But zoom in up even more, and what do you see on the bottom left? Bottom right.
People.
It's made up, it seems like, made up of people. Now, that could suggest, I don't know, I'm not an expert, but that could suggest in your mind, Levi may use people overseas, maybe Chinese people, maybe South American people who get paid almost nothing a day and use them to make Levi products. But then by seeing this, they may actually be desensitized to this.
Really?
Okay, can you show me another example? That one. Okay. What do you see here? You see a picture of flowers, but you see on the towards the right side, on the left, on the left side, what do you see?
A bird.
Okay, on the bottom right side, what do you see? Very bottom right side.
Bee.
Have you ever heard of birds and bees?
No.
Oftentimes, the term birds and bees in the United States are used to talk about a parents giving a lecture to their children about sex. They will say, in the most innocent way that children can understand, they say that, you know, bees pollinate flowers by carrying pollen and carrying it to another flower. And they say that's kind of like the man carrying his genes. And then they'll talk about the bees, how sometimes it may...
Birds.
Yeah, they make birds, they lay eggs, and that can be kind of like the woman ovulating. And so that's how they would illustrate it, and they call it birds and the bees, an innocent way of telling children about sex education. Now, that if that was alone, then that would be fine. That would be, I suppose, innocent enough. But then you see on the left, the white spaces between the flowers, on the very bottom, the in between the first two flowers on the bottom, what do you see? It looks like an S. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. The next, in between the next two flowers, E. Okay, and the one after that, do you see the letter after that?
X.
Do you see it?
Yes. No.
I see it.
Okay. Where that blue bird is, right next to it,
The white space.
White spaces. Look at the white spaces in between the flowers.
Oh, S. Oh, okay, okay.
Yes. And then the next one.
Next one.
Oh!
Okay, now that's all you can see.
Yeah.
Before, you would never have seen that.
Wait, and what is this for?
This is just an illustration that I've brought up to let people know that sometimes your eyes don't even register it.
Yeah.
Your conscious mind isn't registering it, but then
your subconscious
sees it right away, and then it's sex. And now you look at it, sex is all you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It seems like a different picture.
Yeah. Okay, let's go see if we can see. Let's see the next example. Okay, this is a popular game that is called on Xbox called Need for Speed Underground. Can you see on the top right corner the lighting for the building?
Uh-huh.
Do you see it spelling anything with the lights on the building? You'll have to look at it a little bit more closer. Let's look at it a little bit more closer. Now do you see it?
Yeah, I see it now.
Now, you try to tell me that was not intentional. That was very, very intentional.
How?
They would do this so that in your mind, you see the word sex, your subconscious sees the word sex, and it triggers that instinct for pleasure in your mind.
Aww.
So that when you see this game, it will trigger the
Can
the
you
pleasure.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not even
I can't even see it
this.
Like this.
Yes, but then this is what advertisement is doing. And have you ever seen car commercials or it may be men's totally a men's product, like a tire commercial or something,
mm-hmm.
and you see a woman, a busty woman with beautiful hair, and they're selling the product, and they have absolutely nothing to do with tires. Why? Because they want to associate sex with that product.
Mm.
Okay, let's see if we can look at number 10. Okay, do you see sex in here? Skittles, innocent enough.
Well, I see a lot of S.
Okay, now that's all you can see.
Oh, no way.
And they just had to put that right there.
All Skittles have S on it, but then now they have an excuse to say explosion, and they put that one Skittle right next to it so that red Skittle will spell the word sex. Now, this is taking place all over media, and you haven't even noticed it.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't even notice it. I want to read to you the one other quotation from the book by William Keyes. Media technicians cannot, however, develop credible illusions and fantasies accidentally. Okay?
Mm.
They must know what they are doing. These people know exactly what they're doing. They must know what they are doing. They must disguise from audiences what they are doing, or that they are doing anything beyond the superficially obvious. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly how it works. In order to speak to the subconscious, it has to catch you unaware. Let's see if we can see another example from Budweiser. This is a common commercial or common logo that we see a lot of times in next to trucks, at Walmart, as we go across the milk aisle, the juice aisle, and you see the beer aisle. And where do you see sex in here?
Mm.
Kind of hard to see, isn't it?
The last part of Weiser.
Huh?
Okay, let's see.
What?
Can you show me the next one? There you go.
Whoa.
Right there. There's the sex. You would not have thought of that, but then what does R have to do with... Why does R have that little
tiny
tail
thing, uh-huh.
that makes it look like an X? Because
huh.
they want to trigger in your mind the desire for sex when you are when you see this product. So the next time you're thirsty, oh wow, I really am thirsty. I wonder what I should drink. Budweiser. They want to trigger that in your mind. Some of these things are very, very, very clever. Okay, let me show you another one. This is pretty obvious, okay?
This is messed up. I have to
say.
This
is about kids, though.
It is about kids, and you would think, why would they put this in kids' things? But who are actually taking them there? It's not the children. Who are actually taking them there? It's the parents.
That's messed up, though.
I don't know. I'm not
sure. Yeah, that one's kind of...
You would actually be very surprised. Mm-hmm. There are some things that I could not display here. I could not show you and broadcast on TV because it was just so inappropriate. There were some things that... certain ways that you would make the curve or the outlining of certain things so that it would make it look like certain anatomy of a human body. That's used for sexual
intercourse,
and we just can't display it in here. But then most of the times, a lot of these things are taking place, and a lot of times they even have it make it even look like they're having sexual intercourse, even in the real ad, and it looks almost completely innocent. But we just can't display it here. But this is the kind of things that are registering into our minds, and we're not even recognizing. Mm. And it's even for children's product, this is even taking place. Yeah. Okay, can you see another one?
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is, it looks like lots of noodles, and you would be hard-pressed to find anything in here, but if we were to outline it, there it is.
Okay.
That looks kind of cheap.
Yeah,
that looks like someone searched for it intentionally.
Have you ever seen noodles bending? The way that they actually did this is to bend noodles. Have you seen noodles, dry noodles bending? This was very, very intentional. When I actually showed my wife this picture, that was the very first thing that she saw. She said, "I see it right there, sex, right there."
Wow.
And
wait,
this is
can I see it without the...
Now I see it.
Now that's all you can see. So when you think of advertisements, a lot of times billboards, product packages, you're exposed to these things all the time, and you are being suggested to try this product. But the only way that they have actually seen that it doesn't work, it almost always foolproof works. They tried it with Coca-Cola in the theater, they tried it with popcorn, they tried it with many different products, and almost foolproof every time it worked. But one time that it doesn't work was when the people in their mind decided consciously that this is not going to, I in my principle decide I'm not going to drink Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. and they would not purchase Coca-Cola. But then your mind is being exposed to this. Let me show you some video clips that I think would be pretty shocking. Michelle, if you can please play for us. Okay, can you show us video number 4? This is a video. This is something that somebody caught from Coca-Cola.
Today, I'm going to show you the two women on a regular Coca-Cola machine. If you look at the top, you can see a woman laying down, has her hair right here, her face, the breasts, the slit body, going down to the feet. It's on the top of it.
Oh.
And also, if you go a little further down, there's another woman. Her hair is right here, with her face, big breasts as usual, thin body, all curved. There you have it.
Okay, so even in these vending machines, you're being exposed to subliminal messages. I'll show you one more. Video number 5.
Smallville.
And then there's an old show.
I'll play it in normal speed first, so watch carefully.
Real life spaceship.
Come on, Lois. You and I both know that they don't really exist.
And based on this algae, it looks like it's been underwater for a while. That's what happens when you touch my stuff.
Did you see it?
No.
You didn't see it?
Something beaming out of the cell phone?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, skip towards the end. Skip towards the end.
Over here?
Sure. Let's see if you can play it.
iPod.
Did you see it?
Sprint? Sprint?
Sprint. When she crushed the cell phone, it splashed Sprint all across the screen. And I could be sure that Sprint paid them to have their logo displayed very quickly, just like that. So people are displaying subliminal messages in these programs all the time, and we're not even knowing these things. I'll show you one more.
Wow, and these are effective?
Number 10.
Under Clinton Gore, prescription drug prices have skyrocketed, and nothing's been done. George Bush has a plan.
Okay, pause. I want you to look for a keyword on here. These are presidential anti-campaign ads, and they want to say that Al Gore's plan is not good. So they want to associate in your mind rats. Look for the word rats. Skip towards the end. Okay. Look right here. No,
no keep going.
Right here, look for it. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so even in government, they're using this technology to put inside of minds what they want you to see. I'll show you one more. Number 8. Did you see it? You didn't see it. Let's see if we can see it one more time.
Who was that? Oh!
Did you see it?
Oh, I saw a person.
You saw a person. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Santa.
Who could that be? It's presidential candidate John McCain. So Fox wanted John McCain to be elected, and so what are they doing? Everybody who's watching Fox, what do they want to do? They want to vote for John McCain.
Oh, wow.
So everybody is doing this, and so guess what? Whenever you're watching television, you're being exposed to these things subconsciously in your subconscious mind. And you're acting it out in your conscious mind, and you don't even know the reason why. So these things are taking place in a subconscious level, and we are being exposed to it. Now, I want to close with one text. James chapter 2. James chapter 1.
James.
And we'll look at verse 14 and 15. The Bible says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." The Bible says that we are tempted when we are drawn away of our lust. Lust being certain desires, be it appetite or passion. A lot of times they do use in TV and media, passion, your desire for sex. They say that you are tempted when you are drawn away through your passion. Namely, in our case, sex. One way that one perhaps reason why we are having a difficult time resisting temptation could be the very reason why advertisers had realized long ago, because sex sells. And you may think that you're not being exposed to this, you may think that you're immune to these things, but then when you're viewing these TV shows, when you're viewing these even advertisements, you are being exposed and you are being led to act in a certain way as a result of it. So if I could say anything as a summary of today, I would say the best avenue in order to be kept away from sin and from temptation would be to just plainly abstain from it. Not at all. Well, hope you found that interesting.